Shalom chaverim, Rav.
Hello friends, Rav. We're going to ask questions on behalf of the world, Kli. These are questions that are sent by internet. Well, it's sent to, you know, during the lesson, and we don't have the time to ask or the opportunity. You can write to askyou@gmail.com, askyoubb1@gmail.com. And there are many questions about the new tens. This is what we'd like to start with. The change that we made here in Petah Tikva. So the friends from Mexico say, in my ten, I don't feel that we're fully connected. Everyone thinks differently. I even feel that they hate me. And I hate a few of them. What can we do in order to reach equivalence of form?
Well, you got a wonderful state. You have hatred already. That's something given. It's not indifference or you don't know them or something. So there are disputes, you have problems, you have what to work with. And love covers all crimes. May they succeed. I have nothing to say. I have to work on it. Next.
Question from the United States.
But keep on going. Even though you're being pushed away and you hate them, doesn't matter. You have to keep on. What should I say? Organize it in a way that they'll understand this is part of the work. They should see articles by Rabash, Baal HaSulam, about the disputes, about all the problems, what friends in the group have, how essential it is, how this is a must in order to build the group properly. You can't have one without the other. Love covers all crimes. You won't have love if you don't have the crimes.
This in general, but regarding that friend that hates the friends and feel they hate him, what should he do?
Thank the Creator for the good conditions he is receiving. There's none else besides him. Einod milvado. Only the Creator organizes these relationships for him. This is probably the best thing for his advancement. Except for to leave. Just don't run away from it.
Question from the United States. Shuffling tens is not an option for many of the tens in the world. How can we experience the same things they do in Petah Tikva in order to break the habit and experience new things?
Again,
the process of shuffling tens, like in Petah Tikva, for many groups around the world, it's not an option because these are small groups.
Meaning they can't switch. Yes.
So how can these groups experience the same thing Petah Tikva does and create these inner innovations in the ten in order to break old habits?
You have to break the habits.
Ketuv.
It's written in Shulchan Aruch that before Shabbat, before the, you have to change your clothes. The ones who used to study in the seminaries, the yeshivas, they were very poor. They didn't have other clothes. So they went to the mikveh, and after they bathed, they changed clothes one with the other. That's what it says. Very simple. That's the way it was 200 years ago. So, what can I tell you? That's what Rabash told me. What they had, even in his time. It's the end of the 19th century. Beginning with the 20th century. What else? How to really find new things. I hope that new things will come to them, what they need to go through in their state, even though it's a small group, maybe it's only a 10 and then one more half of a 10. Whatever they need to go through, they'll go through.
Question from Belgium. How can we reach the importance of the Creator through the importance of the group?
The group is the Kli, where the Creator is being revealed. The Creator cannot be outside of what you reveal in the group. The form of the Creator is the form of the group. The Kli and the O, the vessel and the light, are equal. That's why when we build the connection between us, we're building the form of the Creator, forming the Creator to be revealed between us. There's a verse, "You have created me." That's it. Yeah, you just need to understand how important the work we're doing is. The connection between the friends is establishing more and more the shape of the Creator that's revealing between us. Yes.
I can't make it to the morning lesson, and I know that it's because I don't have a group and I lost the importance of the goal. What should I do?
I don't know the conditions in which he's living, but without a group, so be at least virtually connected in a way that will force him. Everyone's virtually connecting and they're in this mutual connection, a virtual group, he's among them, and they are all as if they're in one place. I don't see any problem today that will make a person stay alone. With all the communication lines we have today, it's impossible.
Question from Mexico. What do you recommend us to do when, despite the work in the 10, a friend's heart is stony?
Help him. Help him. Talk again about the connection, the form of connection between us. When I look at the friend, I see he's pushing me away, I'm pushing him away, and we have this cold environment, cold relationship between us. We can't come closer, only in external actions. That means we don't want to form, to establish the Creator between us. That's very simple, and we have to understand it. This is our work. We make him the network of connections between us. What we're establishing, that's a network that can only be filled by light. But the light will fill it according to the quality, quality of the network.
A few questions regarding business between friends,
yes.
Corporeal business. A friend says, naturally, I'd like to go into business with a friend. Is it recommended?
No. And I don't think it will succeed. According to spirituality, this cannot succeed because our corporeal will to receive constantly grows. And it's intended to cause disputes between us so that above it we can build the form of the spiritual Kli. But the corporeal will constantly be ruined. Therefore, even if you make a perfect business in corporeality, as we advance, your corporeal business will be ruined more and more, and your spiritual business will succeed more and more. That's why it is not advisable to make business with your friends. Not even business, even as an employer and employee. Such an extent, because the upper force will cause these disputes between us on purpose. So you'll have room to advance above reason. Yes.
So, a sequel question. So, maybe not partners, but a friend says, I have a business.
I don't say you're not allowed to do it. I'm just explaining to you the spiritual laws. And as a result, you'll see, maybe you're not learning the wisdom of Kabbalah to such an extent. Maybe it won't affect you that this way. But I'm not forbidding, I'm just warning you. If you're seriously about to build a friendship spiritually, you will build it on the ruins of this corporeal friendship. Yes.
Regarding employer and employee, I have a business. On the one hand, I want to help friends that don't have a job and give them work. On the other hand, I feel that it might hurt our relationship. What should I do?
As I've explained, this can hurt your friendship, yes? I've seen many such examples. And I'm not saying do it or don't do it. I can't determine. But according to the rules of nature, spiritual and corporeal are opposites. Therefore, if you come closer spiritually, you will grow distant corporeally.
A friend who asks for a loan and it's not for his basic needs, and I do have the ability to lend him the money, should I?
That's also not good, because here we're... Well, we did it once with the Rabash. We collected all our salaries, 1 month's salary, and we equally distributed between us. And when he heard that, he was very angry. Very, very angry. Because it is forbidden to us, for us to mix spirituality and corporeality. Whatever we need to get on our path, we will get anyhow. Meaning, you can recommend some other place for your friend that has nothing to do with you, but not more than that. Even if you recommend someone else, you tell him, take this fellow as an employee, so that's also not advisable. It's best if you're not in this corporeal connection. But what you can do is some piggy box in the group or something that is not personally belong to any one of you, just for the whole group. And then each one, when he needs it or he has to have it, you can enjoy your small bank of addresses where you can find work, or maybe even loan money pay it back. That's something you can do, but it has to belong to the whole group, not a certain friend. And that's also, do it in a small measure.
Just to specify, it means it doesn't matter whether it's for a person's basic needs, to cover for his basic needs or not, not to get in there and
no,
that's it.
Don't go into necessity or not. Who can check if he must have it or not? No, don't go into it. The connection between us in the group has to be a spiritual one. That's it, usually. If you have this connection, it's a connection through the group. Have meals, keep your building, or do all these things. I don't know. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends. Is that it?
One more thing. Fighting for a connection, what we've been talking about recently. A friend from Israel is asking, how do you start hating your indifference toward the path?
That's a problem, because it takes many years till a person gets under the influence of the light that reforms. It seems to us that nothing changes. But each and every moment, many things change in us. It's just that until they reach the level of our feeling, until we are aware of it, it takes time. And that's why it takes a few months until we feel the difference, or a year or two until you feel any difference. That's why there's nothing that helps a person better than patience. A hero is a patient person who can wait for it to happen. That's why we just need to keep on going, one more year, until it will happen. And thank God, we are in a time where the whole world loses its goal. That's why, all in all, we don't feel ourselves so miserable. At least we have in our hands, even for our will to receive, we have some good answers. Yes.
Question from the U.S. What should I do in a state where I'm happy that I hate the friends? I'm happy that I feel rejection toward the friends and I don't want to work above it.
Well, that's his ego, so ego and pride.
What should I do?
What should you do? It's too bad that the friends don't behave with him in a way that they'll leave him. That he doesn't understand how much they are advancing and he's left back and he doesn't see it. What I recommend him to do is to look very well at them and you will see how much they are advancing and you're lagging behind. Then you won't have anything to be proud of. Your whole pride, your distance from them is only a protection. You're protecting your ego from being hurt. But it's not the truth. The truth is, you are in a very, very... you're fallen behind very much.
Question from Germany. How, on the one hand, do we attack, and on the other hand, not ask for anything for ourselves to be in a state of katnut?
Well, it depends what's my purpose, what's my goal in this attack. In this attack, my goal is for us all to connect in the group and attack our ego so we can connect to the Creator and demand a correction from Him. We have to depict it. Maybe we should write about it together, what exactly we're doing. It should really be like a code in the computer, what we're doing and what we want to receive.
The question repeats itself. There's something that friends don't get. How does a friend, on the one hand, not demand anything for himself?
Demanding for the ten. Everyone's demanding for the ten.
And he's satisfied with only what he needs.
Even not a little, only what, not even what he needs. He's only thinking of the ten. That's where he is. What account does he have? Does he have with himself? As if each one is in his own individual personal business. I have no personal business. I have only one
question from Romania.
Group, that's where everyone is.
Is
revelation the reward? Yes, of course, it's the reward. It's the best reward, revelation.
If this is the reward, then what's the right way to accept it?
Happily, with joy. What's being revealed to me is how much the evil inclination that the Creator, the evil inclination that the Creator has created is being revealed, and I can reveal it, and love can cover all these crimes. I have what to cover now.
Another friend from the United States is asking, why don't I feel that the reward is my work?
Because he doesn't feel that his work gives contentment. But if he... there's no love here yet. If I love someone and I can give him a present, the more I invest in the present, I have more pleasure. For instance, I can go and buy him a box of chocolate. And that's an expression of my love. And what I can do is buy all the ingredients in my house and to work and to make this chocolate and then bring him a box of chocolate. If I love him, what do I prefer? I prefer to invest because it gives me joy. By that, I give him my work, my exertion. Then my love has this volume. Yes?
If a person rises above the ego toward bestowal because he feels that the light gives him contentment, how can he give the Creator contentment as a bestowal?
In the meantime, he doesn't have it, but he has some recognition of evil. He's doing it out of his ego. Okay, he learned something. That's also so good.
So this is also the relation regarding the revelation of evil?
It's best to do good things, even if it's a result of his own ego. From lo lishma, you reach lishma.
Regarding work relations, what do you recommend the friends working in the factory?
Working in our factory? The friends working here in this factory have a big problem. Big personal problem. Because they have to be very cautious so that each and every moment they work won't be just passed by. Because every moment they're being paid from the world clean. And if they're not aware of every moment, they're not making an account for every moment of theirs, well, then they're disrespecting the worldly. That's why their personal advancement is hurt. They have a serious problem with that. If they think that they're working in the factory, I'm in a good environment, that it may be good, but because they're being paid for their work, it can be a bad thing. Therefore, only a person who understands that he has no choice, that's why he's working, in order to get his necessities, and he only wants to contribute to the society, well, then it's good that he's working here. Otherwise, it will spiritually harm him. Because you have to understand it yourselves.
More in relation to employer and employee. There's the boss, there's the worker. They sit together on the morning lesson, maybe even in the same tent.
That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with each other. No, that has nothing. These two things have nothing to do with each other. There's a lesson where everyone is a student, either students of Rav or of the Creator, and the work is work. You go into your workplace, you work there. That's it. Maybe it may be the opposite, that in the group or some social place, you're the manager, and in your work, he's the manager. That one has nothing to do with the other at all.
Question from Moscow about the Congress. This year there is just going to be one Congress in Europe. At the same time, different groups want to have a mirror Congress. Other groups in Europe want to have a mirror Congress during the European Congress. What should our attitude toward that be?
I don't really understand.
Meaning, why don't they come to the Congress?
I don't know. Don't ask me. This is something I hear now, that they don't want to come to the Congress. They prefer to have mirror Congresses in Europe. Do you have an answer, or maybe you don't know, or is it your just...
For example, the Bulgarian group says that there are plenty of newcomers in the Bulgarian group that can't go, and this is why they're organizing it. You have to see the picture.
That's something else. If you have no choice, well, it's best to do it this way. So the question again? whoever can come, I think he must come. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have a special lesson about the program, the plan for the Congress, what we are trying to carry out. And I'm asking all our friends from all over the world, doesn't matter if it's from Europe or all the other continents, to participate. All the friends, take part in it. It's very important. I see this Congress as a very, very different Congress than the previous ones. And after that, who knows, when will there be another Congress? I don't know. I don't know when. If we will have a Congress there or what, or no. Except for our winter convention. Yes, Moshi. Will we have one more Congress except for February? Russian speakers? Okay, so I guess there's going to be one more Russian-speaking Congress in between, but we're not going to have a Congress every month as we used to. That's it? We're through?
There are many questions. But we're running out of time, so last question. What is the best thing that we can do in order to hasten time, in order to reach the recognition of evil, to reach a prayer? Is it up to us?
It's all up to us, because the Creator awakens us according to our ability. If we will work properly between us, we'll get a more and more real awakening. And again, today we had a workshop of an hour or an hour and a half. If you don't try to go over it again, then you won't get any benefit from it. And I'm counting on every workshop to be absorbed in each and every one, and in the 10. So it's really not enough. It's not enough at all for you to just participate here. You should also hear the questions and absorb them, to scrutinize them inside each and every one. Yes, Chaim.
I didn't exactly understand your answer. You previously said that it's not good for two friends to work together in the same corporeal business. And here in the group, if you have friends that work together, or one's the boss, the other's the employer, and both of them are in the same 10, you said that it doesn't matter. This work, this is a 10.
Yes.
What's the difference?
No, but when they work here in this factory...
Suppose.
Well, in the factory, they have the factory, they have a boss.
But if one's the boss, the other's the employee?
Yes, but it doesn't manage him in his salary. He's the manager because he understands better, knows more.
Still, tomorrow he can say he's not good enough and he could fire him.
Well, it may happen, but it's all here in front of us. It's not such of a problem, I think. I think this is not such a... Of course, there are problems. Until we rise above our ego, we'll always have a problem. Do you see? You always have this problem, but it's the least of evil. Yes.
We have a question about the Yeshivat Chaverim.
Well, I don't really understand this, but you can ask.
This week we collected impressions from all the friends in the world clean, and we also talked to friends from around the world and from Israel, and we felt how important it is for all the friends from around the world to participate in this process. And tomorrow's Yeshivat Chaverim will be dedicated to this, for every friend to be able to express himself. The question is, how important is it for all the friends in the world to take part in this?
I don't know what you mean by taking part in this and what expression you're expecting. I don't know. It all depends only on you. And it's about what Rabash writes. Upon what Rabash writes, it all depends on you. Okay? Yes, electrician.
The friends were asking about long-term work. Suppose Dudi is an installer, is a plumber, and I need something, I have a problem at home. Can I ask him to do the work?
What do you mean?
I'm not his, I hire him to work, to do some work for me. I need a service from him.
It's best if you don't. Best if you don't. If there is no choice as help, because maybe he doesn't feel comfortable to say, no, I can't, and then you have to pay, won't want to receive money. It's not good. This is not good. Are we through? Good. All we have left is Santiago. No? Okay. So we'll move on to what?
In the beginning of the lesson, I heard about friends. You said something about friends that are experiencing different states that cause them to distance themselves, that we have to think about them. Assuming that we're already doing it, what can we add?
Thought. Nothing more. Just thought. Thought. Prayer. Thought. I'm talking about friends who are along with us, but they can't be here because of all their external conditions that cause them to be distant.
It feels like
we want them to be among us, period. Santiago.
¿Cómo pedir todo el tiempo para que la decena avance?
How can we constantly yearn for the advancement of the ten?
We should establish a simple picture. A ten is a network of connections between 10 desires. Within this network, we should establish such relations that all in all, they will be relations of bestowal upon the will to receive in them. These connections, these relationships of bestowal should bring the light that reforms to us, that will establish, will correct the connection, will clothe in it, and then these 10 desires and the connections between them will illuminate. And this will be the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. That's what we should work on. And this is practical work, which is before us, and there is no other work. Okay, amigos. Good. Okay.